And it's kind of, at the moment, not a massive amount beyond sort of very vibrant colours, which look very cool, but more of an abstract sort of images in the middle. And lots of people that look as though they're having a good time sitting on top of cars, really.
What do you think the film's about?
To be honest, if you want me to be completely honest, we haven't been focusing too much attention on that.
Yeah.
We've just been soaking up the sort of atmosphere and the fact that the fire goes off and makes some strange noises now and again. Probably haven't really been paying too much attention, so I don't know, sort of general journey sort of theme throughout it, but I don't know, what have you noticed?
I don't know, I'd say it's probably more like just like a road trip journey. Yeah. To be honest, I don't know, we've been kind of more into the music than the film, so yeah. You know.
What's the music like, what's that doing for you? I mean, how are you getting into that? Like,
it's cool. I mean, the visuals on the side of the sort of main image, kind of, that goes really well with the chemical process, so it sounds good, it sounds really cool. Actually, we were just commenting earlier that it doesn't really feel like a festival bit here, it feels like a separate event in some way, yeah. I don't know how you describe the event, but it feels cool, so I don't know, it just has a kind of cool little separate feel of it, kind of world in its own, really.
That's brilliant. And did you guys take a journey down together, like?
Yeah,
we did, actually.
We did
a road trip. What did you get up to?
Well,
anything interesting?
We went to a lot of ice cube.
We did. We went to Argos and bought a projector.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which was not part of the plan. So yeah, that
we got slagged off by Stuart from Hexstatic for going to Argos for buying a projector. Hexstatic are reasonably well known. So Stuart, man, just lose the vibe about Argos. It's a good shop, all right.
Awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
What are your plans for the rest of the night?
We're probably going to see Hexstatic because they're a great band and they are actually on main stage. But we're working on a disco shed, so later on we'll go back to that again as well. But we'll hang out here for a little bit longer, I think. It's good.
Have you taken part in any of the graffiti on the cars? Or?
No, I didn't. We were just wondering how they got the graffiti. So this is a kind of an ongoing thing.
Wondering, are the cars driven here? Do they come like that
on
the back of the truck,
maybe?
Yeah.
They were just brought on a lorry from a junkyard.
Right.
And
that's
then
cool.
Local, just like some artists have just been like graffitiing and been encouraging people to do it.
Yeah, great.
Has anything caught your eye or like...
Well, we had a wander around just to see what the state of the cars is like inside, really. And yeah, we're just wondering, Trev said, about how you got them down here. So really, and also how the graffiti got in the first place. I mean, did they arrive graffitied up or what?
No, some artists came and did it. And we've just been encouraging people to do it.
Yeah, so we thought maybe you just left them in Basingstoke town centre overnight, maybe or something.
Awesome. That's brilliant, guys.
Oh, cool.
Can I just get a picture?
Yeah, of course, yeah.